Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. Happy New Year, and I hope you had a lovely break and didn't get ill. I've had a few friends who have caught COVID recently, so I have a bad feeling I will be next, but fingers crossed, so far so good. But I hope you all are well as well. Before the Christmas holidays, I was working on a lot of closets. So I have seen some amazing closets, some terrible closets, and some designers that should be not building closets ever, ever, ever. So I wanted to share my thoughts with you today on how to build and what to consider when building a new wardrobe. Now, I've talked about it before in episode 53, which I will put a link to in the show notes, but I wanted to share some more points on this and also to reiterate the ones that were in that episode as well. So I hope you'll find it useful. And when I say don't do things, I mean don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't listen to the designer. Just ignore what they say. Listen to me. I am the closet goddess, even if I say so myself. So anyway, all right, first, let's start with a simple task. You have to declutter. You have to get a big box or a big bag and go through section by section, do a mini declutter, you know, spend 15, 20 minutes on each section and go through and see what things you want to get rid of, which looks awful, which doesn't fit, is broken, or is plain fugly. I am using that word. If it's fugly, don't keep it. Throw it away. All right, or put it in the donation bag. Declutter it. Get it out of there. We don't want anything in your new closet that you're not going to wear, that you don't like, that is ugly, that has stripes on it when you shouldn't be wearing stripes. You know, just get rid of it. Accessories as well. So those old belts that you bought from Primark and H&M that are falling apart, bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye. Give them away for donation or put them in recycling. So once you've done the decluttering, you then have to categorize the clothes and accessories so you can see how much you have of each type of item. This is especially important for items that will be hung. So do that. So categorize all the trousers together, all the dresses, your abayas, your belts, your suits, your shirts, your formal shirts, the French Connection shirts you wear for brunch, your brunch dresses, your racing dresses, your hats, your baseball hats, the ones you wear only for the gym, oh, and your gym clothes as well. And then you've got the leggings, shorts, tops, vests. Lululemon tops are the worst things ever to organize. Please stop buying them. Okay, I shouldn't say that. Don't buy the ones with those three bits of material that you have to, it's just a pain to fold. You know what I mean. Why do Lululemon do this? Anyway, back to my points. Sorry, Lululemon. Number three, however much the closet designer, or you think you need for long hanging, especially for women, it's normally not enough. So double the amount of long hanging, unless you really don't wear anything long. If you're just a girl who likes wearing short skirts, short dresses, and short shorts, or gym items or whatever, you just don't have any dresses or anything long, then ignore this point completely. But if you do have a lot of long things, double the amount of, you know, room that you need for the long hanging stuff. I cannot emphasize this enough. Nobody ever has enough long hanging space. And I have to admit here, I am the same. I need more space for my long hanging dresses, but that's just because I have a thing about buying DVF dresses, but that's a whole other podcast episode. Anyway, number four, make sure you can reach your clothes from the hanging rods and put them back in the same place. So when you go to reach, make sure you can actually reach. Otherwise, you'll have to install a ladder into your closet. Now, if you're tall, this is all fine and dandy. If you're like, I don't know, a Dutch guy who's 6'5", this is great. You're tall. You can have as high as you want. But if you're 5'4" like I am, then you need a ladder or you need the rods to be lower. So make sure you can reach the clothes. And also, if they design a shelf underneath the hanging space, it's like this narrow little shelf they put on the bottom and they say it's going to be useful. It's not. Like, it's seriously not useful. So just scrap that and make sure the rod is lower then, because that's more important than this little tiny shelf bit in your closet. Okay, so that's number four. Number five, let's talk about the half sections of your closets for hanging, like tops, shirts, suits, blazers, trousers, short skirts. See how many you've got of all of them and then decide how many of the half hanging rods you need. So a lot of people need about four of these rods, I would say. 4 to 6, depending on how much stuff you have. So think about that. And if you have a lot of tops and a lot of shirts, you know, you'll need 2 separate hanging rods for them. Also think about it, if you're a man and if you have a lot of suits and blazers and jackets, and also jackets for when you travel as well, you'll need half rod for them. You'll need long hanging if you have long coats and jackets as well. Now, this point seven, is very important. Especially if you're a man and you go into these closet shops and they tell you to get that thing to put the trousers down, these pole things. I don't know what they're called. I'm just going to call it the trouser pole thing, like, or the pull-out rods. Do not get those trouser pole things. I am repeating it again. Do not get those trouser pole things or pull-out rods. Pull-out rods are as useful as mud and not great for ties, scarves, or belts unless you have one of each. So don't get them. They are useless. Just get a hanging rod, get hangers, velvet hangers, and put them on there. And if you've got belts and scarves and ties, put them in a drawer. Or if you like to hang them, fine. You can have the tie hanging thing on the back of the door. But please don't get those pole things. They are the worst thing ever created. Now, next point. For belts and scarves and other accessories, how many do you have? If you have lots of belts, those little section off things are not going to be enough, especially when you've got those big Valentino type belts, you know, or the ones that go around the middle, your waist. They always come back into fashion. They're never going to be able to fit in those drawers. So think about what belts you have. Think about what other accessories you have and whether you can fit them into the drawers or you have to hang them. You know, think about these things. And if you have, you know, a lot of them, declutter them. Yeah. Next, let's talk about shoes. So on these shoe cabinets, you can usually only fit 4 pairs of shoes, and especially if you turn one the other way around. So you can fit 4 pairs on each level, 8 if they're deep. Men, if you have big feet, tell the closet designer you have big feet. Same for women as well, if you have big feet, because they don't think about that, and then they create shoe cabinets which don't fit the shoes that are going to go in there. And if you have wide feet as well and have wide shoes, so I have wide feet, so my shoes are wide. So think about that. So 4 pairs of shoes on each level, make sure they're deep enough to fit your shoes completely without overhang. And do you want to see all your shoes, or do you mind them being, you know, double level on each shelf? If you're fine about doubling up, then that's fine. But if you're not, you need to have more cabinet space. And do you have enough space in the room for lots of shoe cabinets? You know, you might need 1, 2, 6 shoe cabinets. So if that's the case, then, you know, move the shoe cabinet somewhere else, like say near the front door instead of in your closet area or in your bedroom. Also, do not buy that shoe cabinet that you get from a certain Swedish shop that you pull down and there's shoes tucked in that little bit and they always slip through the gaps. It's the worst thing ever built. And other companies are making them now as if it's the most amazing thing. Yes, they're narrow, and yes, you can put them by the wall in your front hallway, but they're really, really a bad idea. Like, shoes always go down and you can't put heels in properly. they're just terrible. Please, please don't buy them. Like, sorry to that company. You know, I love you deep down inside, but really, that shoe thing is terrible. So we talked about shoes. Let's talk about bags, which I love. So how many do you have? What size are they? And can you fit them in a cabinet or on one shelf or in a box? Think about how many you have and how many, you know, where you have to fit them. If you want them to be for show, then make sure you have shelves that are open that you can see them. But yeah, think about the sizing and think about also what you're going to buy in future. So for things like bags, a lot of the time, especially if you buy designer bags, they're an investment. So it's less likely that you're going to get rid of them. So you need to make space for more bags if you're like me. The next point is about your seasonal items. So for us in the UAE, in the Middle East, we have winter clothes. It shouldn't be really in the main part of your closet, because how often are you going to wear jumpers, especially thick jumpers? You're only going to wear them when you go on holiday. And most of the time, people don't take all that stuff that they bought, but end up buying new stuff when they're away on holiday. So you don't really need that much winter clothes. So declutter them. Anyway, if you do have a lot of winter stuff, store them in a box or put them on the shelf on the top, so above the hanging and above the shelves, so not in the main section of your closet, because you don't need them often. And then just label the boxes to say maybe winter jumpers, winter coats, winter accessories, ski and snowboarding clothes, etc., etc., or your thermals. Like, people like going to Uniqlo and buying lots of thermals, which then they don't wear. So think about how many you need. So that's the thing with, and the same, you know, if you live in the northern hemisphere and you don't have that much sun, you can put your summer dresses that you only wear when you go on holiday to, you know, like the Mediterranean or to one of the islands, then you need them, but you don't need it the rest of the time. They can go into boxes as well, and then just label that as beach wear or holiday travel wear. Remember, if you have socks and ooh-la-la lingerie, as I like to call it, you need to have a space for it. So people always forget that they have this sexy underwear, or that they have a lot of socks in different colors or in the same color. So, you know, guys, think about the socks, because I don't know if a lot of you will have ooh-la-la kind of lingerie. And ladies, if you have this lingerie, especially the ones with the bodices and the wrapping up and this and that and all the accessories, you'll most probably need a proper drawer for that. So make sure you have accommodated for that stuff. Also make sure you've accommodated for your normal stuff, so your everyday underwear, your boxer shorts, your period pants. You need to have proper space for them. So think about how much you got, how much you're likely to have in the future, and make sure you have enough drawer space for them. And for bras, make sure that the drawer is deep. It needs to be deep, especially if you buy a certain brand of bras with all that jelly in the cups and everything. You can't fold them, you can't do anything with them, so make sure you have deep drawers to put those bras in. Next point, we're on point 14. Yep, I am counting. So do you want to see your jewelry, or do you want to hide it from prying eyes? Can your jewelry be stored somewhere else, like on a dressing table? And also, do you have a space for a safe in your closet? Do think about the safe. I mean, it's, yeah, you might think it's all fine. You know, we live in a safe country and you can leave your jewelry out, but you really can't. So please don't, you know, and your expensive watches as well. Please put them away somewhere safe. If you want to put your costume jewelry out on the dresser or the console in the middle, that's fine, but just bear in mind you're making it easier for people to see what you have and can make it easier for them to take it away. Next is sunglasses. So I have seen people with hundreds and hundreds of sunglasses, so make sure you have enough room for them. So if you get that drawer with sections to put all the glasses, you can only fit about 5 to 6 pairs of glasses, not many. So if you have more than 10, like, you need to have a proper drawer and put them in the drawer or in their cases, or have less sunglasses, maybe. So do think about how many you have and how much space you need. If you need a full drawer, make sure you get a full drawer for it. Next, We've talked about makeup several times, and so I'm not going to tell you to declutter and go through that. Just listen to one of our old podcasts about that. But, you know, consider how much you have. Are you going to have a dresser within this closet? So if it's a walk-in closet, are you going to have a makeup station, a makeup dresser? If you are, what's going to be on the top and what's going to be in the drawers? And how deep do you want the drawers or narrow? Usually I would say actually you want narrow ones to put just certain things, and then deeper for the blushes and the powders. So think about that. Lighting is a great idea inside the closet, but if not fixed well, it can be a pain. So make sure you get the electricians to install it correctly so that when you do close the door, the light switches off. Because if it doesn't, it's really irritating and you're wasting money on electricity. Also, if you get a middle console, so you know those middle sections, like these designers will say you should have shelves to put your Louis Vuitton and your Dior and your Chanel books on there, and a candle and a flower in these shelves. You don't need these glass shelves. Like, they're always glass shelves as well. You don't need them. You need drawers in that middle console to put all your beachwear, your accessories, your jewelry, your sunglasses, your things, your scarves. You don't need a middle console, wasted space with glass shelves. Please don't do it. Just get drawers, lots of drawers. If you want glass shelves, you can put them somewhere else. But don't waste the space. A closet is needed to put all your stuff in it. If you want to beautify it later, awesome. If you've got space to put one of those books, great. But don't, unless you fill it up with other things, okay? Another thing that people always have on Instagram and everything, and it drives me insane, is glass doors. Glass doors are great for Instagram or Pinterest, but they're not so great if you have a cluttered closet. So if you're not great at keeping things organized, then there's no point having glass doors, because you're just going to get upset with yourself and with everyone else for having messy wardrobes every time you look in. So remember, if you're not organized, don't get glass. And get one mirror door. Like, you don't need millions. You don't need to be vain. And also, you know, think about sliding doors. They're a pain. They're great for 2 seconds and then they stop working, and then they start coming off the hinges. So don't get sliding doors. Like, trust me on this. I've had sliding doors wardrobe once and it was awful. One painful year of awfulness. So don't get sliding doors. Whatever they tell you, just say no. Another thing to think about, sorry, I've got a cat right sitting on my desk. Another thing to think about is to watch out for mold and humidity, especially if you live by the sea. So I have a lot of clients that live on the Palm and in Abu Dhabi, and it's a big problem with their closets. So make sure you have good ventilation in that room where your closets are, and that you have mini dehumidifiers in each of the closets, or a big one in that room. And make sure that it's temperature controlled as well, to make sure that mold doesn't get in there. And if you do go on holiday, make sure you have the aircon set to go on and off every day to keep the cool room, the room cool even. So I have the Nest system, and it makes, you know, you can program it to go on and off at a certain temperature. So think about that, especially if you live in a humid place. And the last thing to think about is, do you need a chaise lounge? Like, was it chaise lounge or seat? Do you need a seat in your closet? Like, are you really going to sit on a seat? Are your friends going to come into your closet and you're going to sit there for hours? Or are you just going in there, getting dressed, getting out? Like, think about it. Do you really need that? Because is it going to take up valuable space you could use with having more hanging stuff, or space for your bags or your shoes or your accessories? Like, you know, think about what you actually need, and rather than what you think will look pretty for the Instagram. I mean, you can always change it around eventually, but do think about these things. And also, these chaise lounge and seats are great magnets for clothes to be thrown on them. And same with hat stands. People like having hat stands in closets, which I don't understand. So yeah, so those are my 23, 24 tips today, which is a lot. I know it's a lot, and I know I've been a bit loud on certain things and a bit excitable, but I do love closets, which, you know, if you look at my social media, so I've seen so many of them. I know what happens. I just want you to think about it when you're designing a closet, when you go to the designers, or if you design it yourself and go to somewhere like IKEA to get it designed. you know, think about those things that you need and think about what you don't need as well. And hopefully these tips will help you when you're designing the closet. If there are any other things I didn't think of that you have in your closet and you think, oh my God, that's the most terrible thing ever, or it's the most amazing, brilliant idea ever, let me know in the comments box and so we can share them with other people in the next episode. Thank you for listening, as always, to this episode. If you found it useful, please share it with your friends and your loved ones. And if you'd like more tips and advice, I can't talk properly today, can I? If you'd like more tips and advice, please follow us on social media. So you can find me nearly everywhere at DECLUTTRME. And if you do need help, you can always get in touch to make a booking to allow me to help you to get organized wherever you are in the world. And don't forget to subscribe to the next weekly episode on your favorite podcast players. Thank you again, and I'll speak to you next week. Take care. Bye.